Ladies and gentlemen, I call this off this April 6th meeting of the Spanish Town and Stark Site Monuments Commission to order. I'd like to welcome everyone's here. Please ask everyone to turn their phones either off or mute, please. First order of business after the order and welcome is the approval of the March 2nd meeting minutes. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All right, we have a motion that's been moved and seconded to approve the March 2nd meeting minutes. Is there any discussion on the motion? All those signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it, and so ordered. Okay. We're voting now, right? Say vote, and then do aye. Vote now, and then close it.
How'd you do that?
You go down the bottom, says action. You vote, says vote.
Action. Yeah.
And then you're going to get two little things there.
It says not voted, says vote.
Eight.
Well, then you got to...
Dr. Henry.
What's this vote? Okay, push that.
This one?
Click it, yeah. And you do whichever one you want to do.
Yes.
You don't want to have a
C. I don't want to see.
Well, you seconded it. Okay, I'm
just kidding.
Now hit that, and then you'll...
It's going
to say
aye.
Okay.
Okay.
There was two options for me, so I voted aye.
Yes.
Okay. Sarah, are you prepared to present the position of Jacob Bontrop?
Hold on one second.
Go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry.
Finish this one.
We wait for the technology that's here to speed things up.
Showing up.
Now, we should just never push that back arrow at the top. Is that correct?
Probably.
Huh?
Probably, yeah.
What are the advantages of this new system?
It speeds things up. Yeah. Sure, I get the back arrow.
It will speed things up eventually.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, now, if I want to see more of this petition other than just what the eye shows me,
Now the eyeball.
Now what about the
all the other stuff?
The eyeball. Okay, these are the attachments. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. So let me hit on the down board. Can I tell you something? I know you didn't design this thing, but you know, it doesn't leave a whole lot of room for error.
Not so intuitive.
Thank you.
Intuitive. Really. Who bought this thing?
You. You did.
We all did.
Yeah, we all paid
for it.
Okay, Sarah, take off whenever you're ready.
This application is for an after-the-fact mural at 2217 Bull Street, and you can see the location here. And here's an image of the mural. As you can see, it's an abstract design. It was painted by a prior tenant of the space. In terms of standards, the mural policy does apply. All theme standards are met, although the owner is not aware of the specific theme, staff felt that it fit into the context of the district. In terms of location, those standards are also met. The mural is on the rear facade of a building, which is contributing. However, this facade is a non-historic portion of the building. In addition, the petitioner has had an overall positive response to the mural from the neighborhood. In terms of design, all the standards are met as well, with the exception of the one requiring a weatherproof and vandalism-resistant coating. Steph simply wasn't sure if there was one on the mural or not. In terms of artist qualifications, all of those are met as well. The artist was Tommy Lee, who attended SCAD and has done numerous art projects. So staff is recommending after-the-fact approval with the condition that a protective coating be added if it does not exist, because otherwise it meets the standards. And I can answer any questions that you
have. Sure, when was it done?
I'm not sure the exact date. I'm sure
Okay. You said it meets the context of the neighborhood. I'm just interested in you. What is the context of the neighborhood?
The urban mixed-use context of the neighborhood. We felt it was compatible.
Okay. Any other questions of staff?
This sounds kind of squishy in the sense of that protective coating. If it's there, but we don't even know it's there.
Well, we're requiring one if there's not.
Well, but you said you couldn't tell, I thought.
We couldn't. It would just be like a clear coating that would be...
Yeah, why not? So why do we say if it's not there? Why don't we just assume it's not there?
We can do that.
Yeah. Or we could check with the artist, I guess.
It's not there.
It's not there?
No.
Okay. So let's change the thing. Put on a clear coating. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Let's hear from the petitioner, Mr. Bontrop. Sure.
Yeah, so I think it's worth...
Would you say your name for the record?
So, yeah, sure. Jacob Bontrap, owner of 2217 Bull Street. We purchased the building in 2014. Our first generation tenant was a SCAD couple, Tommy Lee May and Gwen O'Neill. They ran an art gallery on the ground floor of the space, mostly exhibiting a lot of their own work, and then they hosted a series of events and were commonly open on the Art March, which I'm sure you're familiar with. About 6 months after we completed the renovation of the building, which was about... it was a large renovation, mostly deferred maintenance. It had been vacant for 7 years. We actually had we got tagged, as we say colloquially. It was by I wouldn't call him a graffiti artist. I've seen some tags that are quite nice. This was very sloppy. And so the tenant approached me and said, "Well, would you have an issue with me painting my work over the tag?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. I'm not really sure if we can do that. But I do know that from my experience that oftentimes when that does occur, it prevents future tags. So I'm not against the idea."
When was this? About when was this?
This would have been a little more than a year ago.
Okay.
Maybe a year ago. And so Tommy took it upon himself, and he bought all the paint. We had no business arrangement of any kind. And he actually did a live... This worked, to you may seem kind of abstract or strange. This is his style. So he's an artist, and all of his works carry this same style. So this sort of random brushstroke work. So if he ever becomes a famous artist that people care about, they'll recognize this.
You're not suggesting that he's abstract and strange, are you?
What's that?
You're not suggesting that he's abstract and strange, are you?
No. I like Tommy quite a bit, but he has since moved away. So he'd be a better... Otherwise, he'd be here and he could describe to you kind of the inspiration for this work. And so when I got the letter sort of explaining that this piece was unauthorized... And it has served its purpose of not being tagged over, because it's not fenced at all. We use this as a parking lot. This is off the lane or the street that serves as the lane. I had people in the neighborhood approach me and express, or I had had over a period of time, that they thought the mural was a positive thing. For me, the easy thing would have been to just paint it over with gray paint, as was one of my options, and I thought, for given the positive response I'd received, that I might as well go through the process of retroactively getting it authorized by the letter of the code. So that's what I've done. That's it.
Are there any questions of the petitioner?
I'm prepared to continue and further the commitment by adding the protective coating.
Okay.
As long as I'm given clear idea of what that product is. Because I don't
tell you what
I don't want to do it twice, but I'll do it once.
Can we do that?
We can explain it, yeah.
Yeah, just okay. The product number or whatever, website link.
I think that's correct. Well,
that's actually on the back of the garage is behind your building. Is that correct?
That's correct. So as I understand it, because this is, we did pursue credits on this, as I understand it, that was originally where the horse and buggy was kept, and then ultimately became a garage. So it's unconditioned space. That's correct.
Any other questions?
So this is the lane? Is this that we see in this image here?
So this is 39th Street.
Yeah.
On the southern elevation, Bull Street is on the.
So the mural is actually in the middle of the block, basically.
Yeah. If I may, the garage ends about here, and so this is the lane elevation that you're looking at coming back.
And that's actually not a lane. That's the Soda Street, isn't it?
It is. It functions as the lane.
Yeah. It's starting to get its credibility back.
Well, in fact,
that was paint.
There was a historic building where my parking lot is way back when, if you look at the Sanborn maps, that did front on DeSoto.
But you own that whole block.
Say that again?
You own all the way to DeSoto?
I own everything in yellow, correct.
Okay. Okay, any further questions? Chair will entertain a motion.
Can I ask you a staff question?
No, I will, yeah. No, go ahead.
They came along and just decided to whitewash the thing. I mean, do we have any protections against that?
Say what now?
That's an interesting question.
I want to hear the question.
What if somebody came along and whitewashed that?
You mean tagged it with a whitewash?
If he decided to just
eliminate it.
It's really up to the property, mm-hmm. correct? I mean, if the property owner decides that he wants to get rid of the mural, now if you want to change the mural, we'd have to come back. But if you want to get rid of it, that's fine. But if the vote goes the way it could go, you'll actually be lawful. You'll have a legal mural. You won't be obligated to keep it. I mean, I guess is the point.
Yeah. No, right. And I knew that was very clear in the letter that was an option that I had, and I've decided to be lawful and pursue the preservation of it. I think it's a creative to the neighborhood, and I've got nothing but positive feedback.
I asked the staff another question too about the coating. Effectively make it easy to take off a tag if somebody mm-hmm. tags it.
Yeah.
So it would be awful. It would be harder to repaint it then, I would think.
You'd probably have to scrape it, I imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
It'd probably be some sort of removal process. Yeah. Repaint
it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to thank you for keeping it.
No problem. We are excited about being a part of this emerging district and enjoyed rehabbing the building. And I think it's really the next place that local people can still come and afford things and buy a place, you know, find a place to park. And
For now, yeah.
So I think it's a great neighborhood.
Okay, any further questions? Now, Nick asked was about the wording on the staff recommendation. But frankly, the staff recommendation basically says what you want to say, Nick. So, it's not existing, so therefore they will be putting a protective coating. So,
that's true.
Staff, Chairman, any motion relative to staff recommendation?
I move that we approve the staff recommendation to approve the mural, the existing mural, retrospectively on.
Just that's yes, good enough.
Jacob Van Trapp's property on 30 Main Street.
West 30.
East 30. No. Whatever.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
You got to vote.
No, we got to vote online.
Wait a minute. Is there anybody in the audience that would like to speak on that? Yeah, we got to vote on it.
I do have one question.
No, I'm sorry. It's too bad.
Questions.
Let me just make you a suggestion. You're ahead of this game, so until this vote is done, then I wouldn't ask any questions. And I'll be happy if you ask the question.
Vote now.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do.
Okay. I have technical issues.
What's
all right?
Now, who's
voting?
Who's the bottom?
I've
got two names. My names are picked twice.
Yeah, we don't know why that is.
Okay. I'm just going to vote one time. Is that all right?
One time will work.
Right, yes. I'm sorry. So I clicked on an agenda.
The red.
Okay. Go ahead. Ask the question. I think it's safe to say.
I think you got your.
How can I effectively document that I've complied and added the coding? Am I taking selfies?
It's going to cost you $100 a piece. No, I'm just kidding. They'll send you a letter.
Okay.
Giving you notice that you. Yes.
The state marshal will show up a week from now.
Someone will try to tag my building and then they'll be able to wait for the office.
What are you going to put in the front downstairs?
It's actually this week we signed a lease for an architecture firm.
Mm. A what?
An architecture firm, architecture studio.
I think it's a perfect thing.
Yeah, I think so. There's a lot of food coming into
the neighborhood. Who's the firm?
I don't want to say here. Because I don't know if they're going to
kill me. I'm now looking for reconsideration. All right. Anything else?
Is it finished now, Mary?
Can't go.
Huh?
Approved.
It's approved. All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you
doing what you were asked.
The right thing.
Did the right thing. Okay.
Yeah. I like to stay in my
That's fine. Thank you. Okay, is anything else, ladies and gentlemen? Our next meeting is scheduled for May the 4th, 4 p.m. here, unless we're notified otherwise that any matter for us to attend to. So, if there's anything anyone else has anything else to say for the good of the order, hearing none, meeting is adjourned.